The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 146 through 151, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in December of 1966 in New York.
মুখ গৌণ বৃদ্ধি কিংবা অন্যায় ব্যক্তি দেখে বেদের প্রতিজ্ঞা কেবল কাহায় কৃষ্ণ লর্ড চৈতন্য সেজ হি স্টাডি বেদাস ইন এনি ওয়ে ডিরেক্টলি ইনডিরেক্টলি ইন হোয়াট এভার where we like, we study Vedas, but the ultimate objective is Krishna. Now, Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya is describing about the various forms of Krishna. This is a very important subject. How Krishna is all-pervading, he is describing. Krishna sarup ananta vaibhav apar chit shakti maya shakti jiva shakti yaar. Krishna sarup ananta. The transcendental forms of Krishna, innumerable, vaibhav, and his opulence, that is also innumerable. Nobody can estimate how many forms are there of Krishna, and how much opulent he is, nobody can estimate, nobody can measure. This is inconceivable, the first proposition. Chit-shakti, maya-shakti, jeeva-shakti are. And his potencies are also unlimited, out of age. Three potencies are generally accepted. Chit-shakti, spiritual potency, material potency, and marginal potency. These three potencies I have described many times. Chit-shakti, the spiritual potency, is a manifestation of the spiritual world. And material potency is the manifestation of this material world. And the marginal potency, we are, we living entities. We are marginal potency. Why it is marginal? Because although we belong to the spiritual potency, but we have got tendency to come into contact of this material potency. That what is called marginal. This way or that. That a slight independence which is there in every living entity, he can use that and he may select either to live in the spiritual potency or in the material potency. Therefore, these living entities are called marginal potency. So, parasya shakti vividhaivasyate, although the energies of the Supreme Lord are innumerable, nobody can count or measure, but they are divided into three. বৈকুণ্ঠ ব্রহ্মাণ্ড গণ শক্তি কার্য হয় স্বরূপ শক্তি শক্তি কার্যের কৃষ্ণ সমাত্রা নাও লর্ড চৈতন্য সেজ বৈকুণ্ঠ জাস্ট লাইক দিস ইউনিভার্স ইজ এ জগদণ্ড ইজ এ বিগ রাউন্ড বল অন্ড মিন্স egg-like, just like egg is round. Therefore, this it is called Brahmanda. Brahmanda. It is a now round ball. Every planet is round, and the universe is also round, and the Vaikunthas are also round, all round. Vaikuntha Brahmanda Karan Shakti Karjaka. So all these universes, the universe which is experienced, there are innumerable universes that we cannot see. We can see only one universe. And in one universe there are innumerable planets. Similarly, there are innumerable universes, and in each universe there are innumerable planets. This information we get from Brahma Samhita. Yasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti kotisya sesha vasudhadi vibhuti vinyam tat brahma nishkalam anantam asesha bhutam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajam. That Brahma Jyoti, in that Brahma Jyoti there are all these universes and Vaikunthas, all they are resting in that Brahma Jyoti. Just like in the sun sign, so many planets are resting. Similarly, in the Brahma Jyoti, the personal signing of Lord Krishna, in that signing which is called Brahma Jyoti, all the universes and Vaikuntha planets or universes, they are all resting. And the universes, the material universes, are only 3/4 in quantity of the Vaikuntha universes. All the universes taken together of this material world, it is only 3/4 of the, in comparison to the other Vaikuntha or spiritual universes. Vaikuntha Brahmandagana Shakti Karja. Now these universes and the Brahmandas and the Vaikunthas, they are manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Lord. God is all pervading. God is all pervading does not mean God has lost his identification. This is the mystery of the impersonalism. Because God is everywhere, God is all pervading, therefore there should not be any particular existence of God. This is impersonalism. But this is material thought. They do not study Vedic literature properly. In the Vedic literature, it is said, Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avasishyate. Just like I have several times explained before you, that in the spiritual absolute identity, 1 - 1 = 1. And 1 + 1 = 1. So, although innumerable energies are coming out the Supreme Body of the Supreme Lord, still He is full. There is no loss of energy. It's like we can have some material example. The sun, you do not know for how many millions of years this sun sign and temperature is coming out of the sun planet, but still the sun is the same. There is no loss of temperature. So if in a material object this is possible, but in spite of distributing heat and light from the sun disk for millions and millions of years, the sun disk is still of the same temperature. There is no loss of temperature. This is a material thing. So, why in the spiritual body of the Supreme there will be any loss? But this is the material idea, that because God has become all-pervading, therefore He has lost it. Why He should lose His identity? This is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Purnasya purnam adaya purnam eva vishyate. If you take from the free soul pool, that if you take the whole thing from him, still he is whole. Purnasya purnam adaya purnam eva. So, as described here, Krishna swarup ananda vaibhav apa. So, although he is transmitting innumerable energies, and although he is expanding himself in innumerable forms, still he is one. Still he is the same and one. That is the spiritual conception or absolute conception. Absolute is not relative. Because something has been taken away, therefore it is something less. It is relative. It is not absolute. This idea is relative. I have got in my pocket $10. So, I have taken $2. Now it is $8. This is relative. This is not absolute idea. Absolute idea is that purnasya purnam adaya purnam eva avasishyate. Avasishyate means the balance is still full. Whatever you may take, the balance is still. Dasame dasamam lakshyam asita asravigraham krishnakham paramadhamam jagadhyama namami tat. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are 12 cantos. In the 10th canto, the appearance of Krishna and his activities are mentioned. In the 10th canto. And before Lord Krishna's activities and life is mentioned, there are 9 cantos. So why? Na dasame dasamam laksham asita asraya vigraham. Now, to understand Krishna, we have to understand what is this creation, how this creation is going on. What are these activities? What are spiritual knowledge? What is philosophy? What is renunciation? What is liberation? All these things you have to learn very nicely. After learning this perfectly, then you can understand Krishna. So in the 9th cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam, all these different 9 manifestation of his energies are described. If we can understand, just like if we can study the sun sign, the energy of the sun, then we can estimate the value of sun. Oh, what sort of temperature is there? So if you want to study God, if you want to know God, then you must first of all study His energy. God is all pervading by His energy. You study. Just the scientists, what they are studying? They are studying a portion of the energy of God. Only a portion of the energy of God. That is also not perfect. So, the energy is so vast and immense that one cannot study him in the energy. Therefore, those who are studying about God, after finishing the study of the energies, they are at a loss to understand how so much energy can be emanated from the person. Therefore, they cannot conceive any personal idea of God. The energy is so vast and immense that they are bewildered in the energy. And how such great amount of energy can emanate from a person, they cannot conceive. Because they compared with their own energy. Because I am limited. I have got this body, I have got my personality, but my energies are limited. But we cannot understand that the unlimited has got unlimited energy. So this impersonal idea of God is for the less intelligent person, not for the intelligent person. Those who are, favored with poor fund of knowledge, they cannot conceive about the personality of God. Therefore, we have to approach authority, just like Lord Chaitanya. He is putting something before us. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna also says that I am personal. Matta paratara nasti kinchi dasti dhananjaya. And it is confirmed by Arjuna. What is that? Parabrahma paramdhama pavitraṁ paramaṁ bhavān. Pavitraṁ paramaṁ bhavān. So the Bhagavad Gita, the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita, establishing himself that I am personal. And the student of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, he is accepting, yes, you are personal, I accept it. I do not know why these fools explain from Bhagavad Gita impersonally. Where is the chance of explaining impersonal about conception of God from Bhagavad Gita? Now, how they can surpass the speaker and the student? The student is Arjuna. He is accepting that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the speaker, Krishna, he is also establishing himself that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, where from these fools take impersonal idea, I do not know. How they can? There is no chance, but still they will poke their nose in that way. It's very sorry flies, you see. They are simply misleading persons. So, God is personal. God, as so far Vedic literature is concerned, God is personal and accepted by the acharyas. We have to follow the acharyas. Otherwise we cannot. Our own interpretation, our own teeny brain, we cannot conceive. We have to follow. Evam parampara prartham. Sri Krishna said to Arjuna, and from Arjuna there are parampara, there is disciplic succession, we have to follow that. Now here Lord Chaitanya, although he is Krishna himself, still he is in that parampara, in the disciplic succession. He says that in order to understand Krishna, you have to study his energies, his person. His energies are impersonal. In Srimad Bhagavatam also, it is said, vadanti tat tattavidas tatyam jad jnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdati. Now the absolute truth, those who know about absolute truth, they say, Srimad Bhagavat describes about the absolute truth, vadanti tat tattavidas. Tattavida means those who are in the knowledge of the absolute truth. Vadanti tat, they describe that thing as absolute truth. What is that? Adyaya jnana. There is no duality of knowledge. That is absolute truth. Vadanti tat tattavida satyam jad Adyajnanam. Adyajnanam means just like you understand such and such. And when you are not present, if I ask Mr. such and such, please help me this way, but you are not present, you cannot help. Therefore, it is duality. Your name and you person, duality. And Advaigan means, non-duality means the person and the name is the same. Otherwise, what is the use of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare? Then in that way, I can chant anyone's name? No. This Krishna name and Krishna is absolute truth, Advaigan, non-duality. Non-duality. So, Balanti tattatta vidasattam yadgyanam adyam brahmeti. That absolute truth is manifested in three phases. What is that? Brahma. Brahma is impersonal. Brahma conception. Then, Paramatma, localized conception. Ishara sadhutana. Ishara, the Lord is sitting in everyone's heart. This is Paramatma conception. And Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, the Bhagavan and Paramatma and Brahma, they are not different. Simply, according to my realization, the different names are only there. According to my different realization. Somebody is realizing only the impersonal manifestation, energies, and somebody is experiencing the, because God is everywhere. So, I experience this way, you experience in that way, therefore, the name Absolute Truth is different in name, otherwise there is no difference. It is my realization. If somebody argues, the sun sign is sun, well, that can be accepted. Why not? Sun sign is sun. But if somebody says, no, sun sign is not sun, that is also accepted. Because sun sign is not sun also. Somebody say, the sun sign is sun. That is accepted. And somebody say, sun sign is not sun. That is also accepted. Because there is no difference between sun and the sun sign. Similarly, comparative study, one who is studying the sun as it is, he is studying everything, or he knows everything. Similarly, one who knows Krishna, he knows everything. He knows Paramatma, he knows Brahma, he knows Maya, everything. Jasmin vijñāte sarva-bhīva vijñātam bhavanti, the Vedic literature says, the understanding of that one is the understanding of everything. So, Lord Chaitanya says that in order to understand that one Krishna, there are 9 cantos in the Bhagavad Gita. Yes. Dasamasya viśuddhaya. Unless we study these 9 cantos perfectly, we cannot understand what is Krishna. Because in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye jatatamati siddhanam kaschid veti maam tattata. Out of millions and millions of persons, some persons are interested in self-realization, not all. That we can see. Some of you, there are thousands and thousands of persons, some of you are interested to understand this. So you kindly come here. Therefore, manushanam sahasreshu, out of millions and millions of persons, somebody becomes interested in self-realization. Then, jatatamapi siddhanam, Now, out of those persons who are trying to realize self, out of such millions and millions of persons, somebody may know what is God. So it is not very easy, but it is easy also for whom? Who at once surrenders to God. Then God reveals him. And one who does not surrender, oh, it is very difficult for him. Vedeshu durlabha adurlabha atmavakto. You cannot find out God by simply reading and philosophizing all the scriptures and books. No. If you want to know God, then you must be in confidence. You must be a devotee, a lover of God. Then you can understand God. Otherwise, it is not possible. Thank you.